The Answerer Book Number 4. Questions and Answers on Present Truth. Topics in the Interest of the Seventh-day Adventist Brethren and Readers of the Shepherd's Rod. By V.T. Howe, F. This scribe, instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, bringeth forth things new and old. Matthew 13:52. Now sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Josiah's or John's prophecy fulfilled? Question number 77. Because his prediction of the fall of the Ottoman Empire on August 11, 1840, was strikingly fulfilled, was Josiah Litch correct in claiming that the prophecy of Revelation 9:5-15-20 was thus perfectly enacted? Answer. Though in the working out of Litch's prediction there was a seemingly preternatural element of coincidence, the event in question could not have been that described in John's prophecy, for the latter reveals that the four angels bound in the Euphrates were to slay the third part of men. And where in the scriptures is any Gentile nation symbolized by angels? Moreover, the Ottoman Empire did not fall at all. Instead, it placed itself under the control of Christian nations. The Great Controversy, page 335. Furthermore, the angels had an army of 200 million horsemen, while Turkey never had that many cavalrymen in all her lifetime. Still further, the prophecy of the Revelation calls for slaying the third part of men, Revelation 9:15, whereas in the fulfillment of Litch's prediction, no slaying took place. In view of all these facts, it is self-evident that though Litch's prediction may have been fulfilled, it in no wise had reference to the Revelators. The Great Controversy records merely that Litch's own prediction, not John's, met fulfillment. So, Litch's prediction, being erroneously based on the Revelation, was a preternatural coincidence, not a fulfillment of the Revelator's prophecy.